I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Shalaya, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Blue skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 93 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Planned Parenthood of Utah's lawsuit against the state is already in court this afternoon. A Salt Lake City judge granted a request for an emergency hearing.
The Planned Parenthood Association of Utah wants the judge in the case to temporarily block the state's abortion trigger law. It took effect Friday night, just hours after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, sending abortion rights back to each individual state to decide. The lawsuit filed Saturday argues that trigger law violates the Utah state constitution. The judge won't decide whether the law is constitutional under state law today. He'll merely decide whether to put it on hold while the question goes through the courts. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Utah Defense Attorney Greg Skorda says Planned Parenthood Utah will see the state's constitution as precedence for the lawsuit.
If you're challenging the legitimacy of a law, a newly enacted law, the best way to do that, or kind of the only way to do that, is to say it doesn't fit into the parameters of the Utah State Constitution because of the protections that our people, that the people of this, the citizens of this state should and were expected to enjoy because of our Constitution.
He says the state's Constitution allows for different protections than the federal government. A federal court in Louisiana temporarily blocked the state from enforcing its abortion ban earlier today.
Louisiana is one of 13 states with trigger laws that take effect when the Supreme Court overturned the federal right to abortion. Abortion clinics there immediately sued to stop Louisiana's ban, saying it lacks safeguards to prevent the state from arbitrarily enforcing it. This could face another all the way to the Supreme Court fight.
That is ABC's Andy Field. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell weighed in on the decision for the first time publicly. He says the issue has to be settled at a state and local level.
Neither side of this issue has come anywhere close to having 60 votes. So I think this is likely to all be litigated out, dealt with in the various states around the country through the Democratic process.
There have been signals from McConnell that if Republicans get the majority in Congress again, there could be a push for lawmakers to enact a federal ban on abortion. It's still unclear if states with trigger laws will ban abortion pills.
What's kind of unclear right now is how these states will go about monitoring pills that come in the mail, and also how they'll go about monitoring the potential telehealth that these women will be seeking to have these pills prescribed.
That is ABC's Alex Perchet. South Dakota's Republican governor has already pledged to bar mail-order abortion pills. The state elections office says all of the state's voting machines are working correctly ahead of primary election day. This comes after a state lawmaker made claims on social media that some weren't. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Representative Phil Lyman posting to Facebook and Telegram alleging some machines were changing Mike Lee votes to Becky Edwards votes.
Obviously, the concern was maybe there's a malfunction. Maybe there's something going on. Is anybody else seeing the same thing? So that was my post, was to find out, you know, is anybody else having this same issue.
But the state elections office says that's not what was happening. The issue in Wasatch County was the font size on some ballot marking machines. It made it hard for people to click the right box.
The voter was aware that they had marked something and it appeared differently when they pushed that. They asked for help in those two cases. They were able to mark their ballot correctly before they left.
State Director of Elections Ryan Kelly says the machine gives people three chances to check their votes. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Republican Senate candidates are also reacting to the comments made by Representative Lyman. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Ali Isom is calling it a political stunt that's trying to discourage voters from showing up. Becky Edwards says the process of elections here in Utah are some of the finest in the nation, and she's also calling on Mike Lee to condemn Lyman's claims directly.
Mike Lee's campaign released a statement saying that they have every confidence in Utah's elected county clerks and the lieutenant governor's office to oversee free and fair elections. The Utah primary election looks like it will have decent turnout tomorrow, but nothing like we saw in 2020. That's according to Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch, who spoke with Dave and Dujanovic.
We're pretty normal. Now, granted, 2 years ago in 2020, we had the gubernatorial primary. That was a biggie, and we had an open congressional seat in Congressional District 1. So 2020, it's not very fair to compare to 2020. That was a really big year.
Hatch says if you miss the deadline to postmark your mail-in ballot today, you can still drop it off at a drop box in person, or you can vote in person. The Amber Alert issued by Salt Lake City Police about an hour ago for Annalisa Williams has been canceled. They say the 11-year-old is found safe and is with law enforcement in Tooele County. Ricky Meese, it's been a problem day for traffic.
It's been a little rough.
Getting the week off to a rocky start.
Definitely. And for those trying to get to Utah County right now, do not take southbound I-15. Consider Redwood Road or the Frontage Road. But right now, a rolled vehicle with minor injuries still blocking three center and right lanes of traffic on southbound I-15 at the point of the mountain. We have stop-and-go delays back to 123rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, Jeff is exploring what it smells like in outer space. Did you know that it did smell in outer space? We're going to find out more coming up next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.